So today we'll try to see what is included when it's not only a mental exercise, the way we had last time, that you want to think, that there is more than one way, and am I practically do it like this. You will really do what Rabbi Rukum said, that you have to do a thing which is not the way you want. What happens then to a person? What is that? So we have to first contemplate a little bit, why does a person want to consider do one thing? Why do you want one thing? Why do you want a side, right? Because you have a feeling is not a good word. A hergish is a better word. I don't know how to say it, to be involved there. That's something it speaks to you. That's the rots. The rotzen, there is something personal to that. It's not only to want it, and it's not a pure taiva, but you have a taiva for that. It's not the point. Now you want it in this way because you feel comfortable with that. It speaks to you. You are involved in that side. That's why you want it. So now, when you do a thing against your rotzen, we have to be careful how to learn that. When you do a thing against your rotzen, it's not that now you do a thing out of pure reason. That I think the Americans like this word, you know, out of clean intellect, you know, out of untinted real seichel, you know, I don't know, that race, that cough, you know. No, it's not like this. When you are doing a thing against the rotzen, you are revealing that you can be taken or something else can speak to you. That's the point. There's also a way which speaks to you, which definitely you could go for it, and that is by the davening, for example, that you are able to daven quickly. Even though you are identifying yourself with a side, that you daven slowly, but you could also identify with the other side. That's what happens to a person which does a thing against the rotzen. So it's not that he breaks his rotzen and he is now there in the field of pure reason. No, that doesn't, it's not there. You are always a person. Only you are revealing that there is another side there. And now you are in a position that you are able to make a real decision. Because you decide between two sides, which you have a hergesh in one side, you have a hergesh in the other side. Both are possible. Not only intellectually possible, both are also in a very personal way possible. And it's a way to do it like this. It's a way to do it like that. I like to do it like this. I also like to do it like that. I have a taste in both sides. And now I am shoylet with my das. I make a hachror. I make a decision. That is, when you do a thing against your rotzen, then you are broadening your personality. You broaden your personality, you'll be a bigger person, a broader person, and you have different sides where you decide on. When you don't do it, then you have only one side you decide on. The other sides are then intellectually there, and you say, yeah, it's important that we should check up this thing too, but it doesn't speak to you. And then you don't really decide a decision in your life. Yeah? Clear? You don't do it. So that's a very basic thing. We are not getting that so much, that our decisions are always decisions which are with our personality. Yeah? And we have to have a hergesh in different sides of the issue which is at stake. We have to have different hergesh. It could be a hergesh in this way, a hergesh in that way. And when you don't do it, you can't really be responsible or accountable, whatever we want to say that word. Yeah, you can't really be a responsible person. You don't make any decision in your life. That is true when you educate others or relate to others. That is true when you relate to yourself too. It's always true. I give you the two gemaras. For example, when you relate to others, you want to relate to children. Yeah? So I had a child, and he has a very good head, and a very straight head, a very clean head. So when he was at the cheder, where he learned, so he definitely would be able to participate in learning Mishnayos Baal Peh. Yeah? And to your amazement, perhaps you wouldn't believe that, I had a hergesh in that. That means when I didn't do it much, my son will do it. You know, these people, they think like this. I was one of them, you know. Halavai, Ashut Wissen, Shas Baal Peh, or the Ein Seder Baal Peh, and he was built for that. He has a good head, a clean head, he could learn Baal Peh. He simply wasn't interested. He was more interested in Chamesh Avanim, Kugalach. Because I can't play that because my hands are not Middle East hands, they are European still, so I can't really make these things. But he was able to do it in a very good way, and he was best at the school, I think, in the end. Yeah? And he did that day and night, and night and day. And when he came home, he didn't go to Masmidim, never. He made Kugalach. And Ovisu Bonim, I made with my children once in their life. It was only once Ovisu Bonim with me. And then they told me, that's not the way you do Ovisu Bonim. Please don't come anymore. So I didn't come anymore. And that was the end of Ovisu Bonim. And my son made Kugalach. He made Chamesh Avarim, day and night. What did he learn? He learned to be a Masmid. Because I don't know. Do you think you learn to be a Masmid when you learn a Tosfos 50 times? But you will not learn a Tosfos 50 times. You will simply not do that. But you will do Kugalach 10,000 times without problem. The same thing again and again and again and again. That's the way he became a Masmid. Not from the learning, became a Masmid from his Gaia, from his play. But I had to have a Hergish in that. A Hergish. Because when I don't have a Hergish in the side that he enjoys that, and I have a Hergish that he learned something with his personality, then the intellectual thing wouldn't help. I know tons of fathers, you know them too, tons of fathers, which they have a Hergish that their son should be a Talmid Chochem, and they have nil Hergish in what the son is going through when he plays a game. And then they go like this. After a certain time, they intellectually understand that you can't immediately take him off what he wants to do, but after a pretty short amount of time, they come to the son and they want to educate him and they want to bring him to learning, and they'll tell him, please, you know, cease that nonsense, that absolute crazy nonsense. You have a good head, you'll be the God Lador. Look at the picture at the wall, that's the way you'll be, and you'll come and learn with me now. And that's the way the child will hate learning, and he will not be a Masmid. That's the way you educate your child in a very glorious way. Because you don't have a Hergish in his side. You don't decide according to two sides where you definitely have a Hergish. It's a good thing to learn Mishnayos Baal Peh. I still hold like this. I don't say it's a bad thing. But it's also a good thing that the child should learn his Hasmoda by the Kugalach. Yeah? That's also a good thing. So there are two good things in front of me. Now I have to decide in between these things. I make a life decision about him. Yeah, also about me. But because when, otherwise my life will be bitter, you know. But never mind. But I make a life. There are tons. There are not one, not five, not ten. There are not enough fingers, you know, to count the people which have no Hergish altogether in another world. And then they make a decision and they decide on what's going on by the other person without Hergish, and they destroy him. Because you can't really make a decision when you don't have a Hergish. The intellectual knowledge is not enough. You can't go to a course of parenting, Gesundheit, and you can't do that. But as long as you don't have a Hergish in the thing, you will not be able to do anything over here. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't relate to another person and decide and have a decision being responsible for him when you don't have a Hergish. That's a cholistic thing in Chinuch, which we would have to explore that when we would have a Vaad on Chinuch. Because that would be a very basic thing. That's a thing which is a lot missing in our Chinuch. You know? A lot missing. That you're the Hergish. What is the matzev of a boy when he's 13? Or when you're in a girl's seminar, a woman's teacher, and you teach that you're the Hergish, what is going on with a girl when she's 12 or 13? You don't know that. Then you say, I will give a strong shiur on davening and giving, being dovik in the Bireulot, and then it will take, it will give off color to them. You know, what they able to take, they will be able to take. But I say that, and the hislavus, and the depth, and they have no clue what you speak about. They have no hergish where they're holding. You know these shiurim, you know, you're once attending one like this, and now you can attend every single day a few of them, you know. That is a problem. You can't educate, you can't decide, you can't really deal with life without having a hergish in the study. Yeah, you can't do that. Doesn't go. Doesn't work. To yourself too. Yeah? I give you a dugma about your own. Over here, there are bochim over here, I think. So when you are bochim, that's a dugma for you. When you are in shiduchim. So when you are in shiduchim, so everyone says that the Litvishe say that, the Hasidische say that, the Sfardim say that. Everyone says a bochim has to decide with his hargoshes halev. Netiyas Halev. Everyone says that. Okay, very nice. But what does the Bocher hear? The Bocher hears like this. What is my Netiyas Halev? This does mean I can't really explore that over here when there's Ruach HaKodesh over here, but he knows exactly what his Netiyas Halev is. He doesn't have to have that explained, yeah? But now he gets even a issue, you know, he gets even a scholar from the Mashgiach. He can take that into consideration. Very nice. But now he's not a fool guy, you know. He is making a checklist and he has to check up. Does she have Yira Shomayim? Yes. Does she have a good work? Yes. Is the father a Gvir? Yes. Does he have a good midas? Yes. And he looks at the checklist. He sees five V's in front of him, and then he says, okay, now I can go back to square one. And I decide with my Hashchose. That's what he hears, you know. You have to decide with the Netiyas Halev. So he hears, I can decide with my Taiva, you know. But I have to make a check-up, you know. But afterwards I have to decide with my Taiva. That's what the Bocher held. Is a Chamor, a ausgekochte Chazel. This is what there is, yeah. Gurnish. No! You have to decide with a hergish on both sides. You have to have a hergish in Yirat Shomayim. You have to have a hergish in Nehemonus. You have to have a hergish in good midas. And then you can't decide. That's very bad, you know, because actually you can't decide according to the Netiyas Halev, because there is no Netiyas Halev there. There is only a preoccupation with one koyach and nothing else is there. All the other sides are only intellectual. That's an irresponsible decision. Huh? You're not really responsible, you understand? You're not really responsible. That's what happens. I sign for that, you know. That's what happens. It's a disaster. You are not responsible for your life. Because you don't have two sides in front of you, which are actually there at the same time. Both are there with you yourself, and then you can decide in a very mature way with your personality, and you make a life decision. Your life decides over here, yeah? Okay, there is something more going on over here, which is a very important thing for today's society. I think we are in a dangerous place with our society. I will explain that for you. I was in Mir Yeshiva 40 years ago, so in Mir Yeshiva, those Bochim or Yungalai, which were under pressure, they were like Lachatz, you know, Lachatz, they were under Lachatz. Those were not the minority, those were the exception, you know? It was exception, normally you were not under pressure. Today, when you are laid back, or whatever you call it in English, not under pressure, then you are the exception. Most of the people, they are under terrible pressure. Stress, pressure, that's a worldwide disease. And by us it's also like this. I once wanted to have a proposal to the people when they want to have, you know, by Shabbos you have a problem with electricity. I thought you'll take the lachatz of all the Haredi people and make from that electricity. And then something will come out from that, you know. But there's a lachatz going on Ashir. People are lachutz from the ganze Zeit. They'll have lachatz the ganze Zeit. The whole time, under lachatz. Why is it? It's not only me which says that. All the people which are dealing with people which come for speaking or help or whatever, there's always some fear or lachatz there. So I want to explain what it, I thought, where that comes from. Not that I am now have a full-fledged theory, I'm not into that, but I only want to be misbehaving together. The thing comes that you are not feeling the value of yourself. I don't know whether it means a low self-esteem, I don't know what that means, self-esteem, but you don't feel the value of yourself. That's very bad. Why not? Because the value of yourself stems from that you make a decision. And when you don't decide, the value of yourself can't emerge. Because that means the value of self, I decided something. I am worth something. I decided something. I decide something in my life. You don't do that. You don't have a decision. You don't decide never. And then your value of yourself is not emerging. Never. Ever. Because that's the way a decision works. You told me that when you have two sides in front of you, and then it's 50-50, and it's 50-50. Yeah. Davening quick, davening slow. Davening quick, davening slow. Could be that, could be this. And then you decide for one. What happened with the other side? Why the other side is gone? So the mistake normally by us, it's that you think, when I decide one, then the other thing is wrong. No. No. When you have a decision to go on, which is a real decision, then the other side is not wrong. It didn't reveal that the other side is wrong. But you have three ways of going ben odom l'chaveri at home, the way we spoke last time. Or you write a letter, or you speak together, or you buy a flower. Yeah, those are three worlds, three different feelings, three different hergeishim. But you have to decide one. So the other one is not wrong because of that. So what do? So when you're OCD, then you have a problem. Then you decide, and then you come back. You know, that's what he does. You know, he says, I for sure washed my hand, perhaps not. I for sure washed my hand, perhaps not. I for sure washed my hand, perhaps not. That's the way it goes, you know. He's not healthy. Yeah? That's unhealthy. You shouldn't do that. That when you decided that you washed your hands, then the other side is gone. Not there anymore. But there was a sophic beforehand. There was a sophic. You had a sophic. And now you decided one. Why the other side is gone? You have still the sophic, no? The sophic is still there. The truth is, intellectually, the sophic stays, for sure. But you are not there. You went over to a different place. You just now are here. And this one is gone from you. You are there now. That's the decision. I am involved here and not there. I can be involved in two places. And I decided I am worth to decide that I am involved here and not there. Shalom. Done. Not there anymore. Yeah? That's the way a decision works. That's the way always a decision works. And that's why what strengthens your feeling of yourself is that you make decisions. And what are you told? And now that's a worldwide thing. Today it's a dangerous place all of the world is in. When you ask a person, when do you feel worth? When you feel worth is when you produce. That's what you say. That's right. When you do a thing which is accepted, when you do a thing even you are wowing people, the way you say it in American English, you know, and so when you do something and unbelievable. For example, a younger man says a chabura, which even Moshe Rabbeinu did not dream about it on Har Sinai, you know. Such a banana, even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to fathom that, you could say that. And he says such a chabura, and all of the kail is just out of their kailim, of this unbelievable goyness. So that is, you feel good about yourself. That's right. Then you feel good about yourself. But the problem is, you can't do that every day. Can you say that? You know? So you can't do that every day. You can't. So you can't say a chabura every day. You can't produce every day. You can't produce every hour. And then yourself feeling is very much conditioned from a situation which makes pressure. Because when you have to produce, you have to produce excellence. That's what you have to do. Always. You have to produce something that other people are impressed. That is a pressure. You are under pressure. So then you say, my self-feeling is depending on something which creates lachatz. And that is a worldwide disease. All of the world is into that. They all think that your self-worth is taken from somewhere where you produce. It's wrong. It's dangerous. and that's what we are in. Because we lost that we decide. And we see, the self-worth comes from a decision you make. The self-worth doesn't come from a toitzoe, from what comes out, from what you do. Yeah? Or it comes out, it doesn't come out. That will be another issue. But the self-worth is, I decide something. For sure, when you always decide things which are terribly wrong, then you are not worth. You are an idiot. Yeah, so that doesn't have to do with any worth. You're simply thick, you know. No, you decide something which makes sense. Okay? But you decide it. And it's you what's decided. It's me involved in that side. That's me now. I'm worth something. And we lose that. So we lose that from our daily life. And that's the way we educate ourselves. We educate our children. And this is dangerous. Rabbi Yisai, we are holding in a very dangerous place. That our tzibur is twice in a danger, according to my opinion, because we have this possibility that we think that we don't have to decide never. That becomes like a Haredi thing. Yeah? It's like better not to decide, because everything is clear miroish. People today say that there is an ideal, I can't understand it, that you make into a die ideal. There are people going like this, because don't think of it, but it's an ideal. The ideal is that you do every day the same thing. Yeah? Every day. Every day you come to the same time davening, you down the same length, you begin the Seder the same time, you end the Seder the same time, you do always the same thing, and always the same thing. That's the ideal, you know. Tovshin Ein Vov. It's predictable that Thursday morning, 10:30, you are in the Beis Medrash. Tovshin Pei Vov, you will be 10:30 also on the same place in the same Beis Medrash. And Odom Godel Mamish, you know. I call that a klotz, because I have outside of my home a stone which is already 300 years doing the same thing every day, you know, doesn't move. I have one like this outside my home, you know. Does it not like? I do not know where this ideal is taken from. There are people doing that gesundige hate, but that should be the ideal. Yosef HaTzadik, which was Betzit Kosei Mitchila Vatzoyv, he was always the same? No! He was different every day. David HaMelech was running away, was coming back, was dealing with all different kinds of difficulties, not the same every day. Avraham Avinu, not the same every day. He decided. Where did that come from? That the ideal is to be a dead klotz. Where? Unbelievable! But that's the ideal. That's what we are into. We are into that the best thing is that it's everything predictable 100%. That is the tachlis of an Odom Godel, you know. No change, never. Mi amar lecha et zeh? Shloim HaMelech was thrown out from Malchus, you know. He was Molach al Amoy, and afterwards Molach al Makloy. But he was thrown out. He was changing. There was a change going on. No, he was every single day the same. No, it was not. Huh? I don't know where that comes from. You decide. But for sure you have a way to walk. For sure you have a certain way to do the thing. For sure. But there's always a decision involved. That we don't get that the Torah mitzvah is broadening our possibility of decision. It's not narrowing. So this lachatz, that your self-worth is taken from what you produce, that is a worldwide thing. But the point that you don't make a decision, that this is a religious thing not to make a decision, that's by us. By them, they don't make a decision because they don't make any decisions, you know. They're always pulled from their tithes or whatever it is. That's another thing. But we are making that like into an ideal matzah. Don't decide anything. There's no two ways in front of you. And when Chas V'Shalom there are two ways, then immediately you have to run and ask a question to the rabbi, which way to go, because there are two possibilities in front of you. You don't know. No, it's not like this. No, you have to decide. Because you have to strengthen that person which is inside you in order that this could be responsible for your life. You make a life decision which is responsible. It's only when you decide. But you decide between two life options. That's what I mean. Yeah? That's what Rabbi Rucham said. When you do a thing against your Rots, now you see the big difference between that and what we understood last time. Last time there was still a possibility to understand, but Rabbi Rucham said that you make a thing against your Rots, that means only in Divrei Rashus, you know? Only in Divrei Rashus, not in Divrei Mitzvah. So, I do not really understand why to think like this, but that is not the real broadening of the purse. That is not the real Shikul HaDas. I want to be with my Das Shoilet. So I every single day decide, instead of eating a daisa, I eat an apple. Well, no, it doesn't go like this. It is a broadening of the horizon. I broaden my horizon. I have a feeling for both sides. That is what's going on in Rabbi Rucham. And that we have to try to do. So the Torah is giving you possibilities to do that. I give you a dugma. So with the dugma, with Ben Olam HaChaver, we spoke about that in learning, in davening, in learning. There is two. That's the point. That's Rabbi Doniel Mofshovitz, that Menahel of Kelm, was very much enraged that the people decided that there is not more than one way of learning a sugya. She said, "Mehechateisa." I can learn it with a pilpul, a lahaloche, or the alderich iun, I have five different ways to learn a sugya, you know? Because there were different things going on. You can have different ways to approach learning. So we don't have to do that today. The davening is still something there. Ben Olam HaChaver is still there. But also we have to weigh the two things one against the other, you know? When you are home and you have to take out the zevel, which is heavy. You have to make that you take out the zevel. And you have to go to Mincha. But when you take the Zevel, perhaps you'll be late for Ashrei, let's say. Yeah? You'll be late for Ashrei. So you have to make this decision. You know, it's a good thing to be not Chavei, right? It's a good thing to be there in time for davening. Daven like a mensch. So it's a good thing both. So what do you do now? Yeah? So this is, you don't know. You know? And then you lose the davening for sure, you know? And then you call Reb Chaim, call the rabbi, then for sure you lost everything, you know? No, but that's what you do. You look at Epshazay. You have to decide over here, yeah? You have to decide. And then you are on the lachatz, you know? And lachatz because you want to do the right thing. No, you have to decide. When you know that the point of decision is what is wanted, and you are broadening yourself, right or wrong is now not the issue. It's not the main issue. For sure, you can't do a wrong thing, you know? You don't have to broaden you into wrong areas, no. But they're both good. Ben Olam HaChaver is good, and saying Ashrei by Mincha in time is good. Both are good. So, but you have to decide, you know? You have to make a decision. And this will make you broader. You will feel how it feels like that you are doing a Ben Olam HaChaver and making the tefillah coming after that. Or you will feel how that is that you tell your home, I have to go to Daven, and I'll do it later on. Whenever, yeah? So, these are different feelings. Both are good. Yeah? It's not the one is by the, perhaps by the, okay, the sense by the English speaking people, when they say at home, I have to go to Daven and I do the later, that's for sure bad. No, that's not bad. The Gemara calls that not bad. Yeah, that's not bad, but for sure there's another possibility there too. There are both possibilities. Yeah, you can't have only one. There are two. And that's what Torah says the whole time. Puts you in these thought process, what do you decide now? And it's much more than when you are not through. And by us, to my amazement, it turned over. And we are caught in that way of life that we are not seeing that we decide anything. And then we are growing weak. Our ani, the person himself, has no worth, no value anymore. I have no value. Then I'm under pressure and I'm afraid. I have anxiety. All these things come because the ani is weak. A lot of times I see that. This I see with my own eyes. That the people have a very weak person inside. Yeah? And then they can't do that. You know, they can't. That is one thing. And the other thing is the beginning. You are a small, you are a narrow person. You have to be broader. Because you have different ways to do it. No, I said that in Bnei Brak too, so I'm not afraid to say it in English. But you have to see that. I made certain decisions for me in my life because I came from a home which was not frum. So I had to make decisions, man. You know, you have to decide something. But in the end, I remember myself. I want to ask you what you would do then. Yeah? And I remember myself being married and, I had a Swiss boy by me at home, which that wasn't able not to swallow down and not to take it out, you know. It was stuck by me. And that would create the problems by me at home. I couldn't have him home. But he didn't listen to me. He listened only to Ramosha Soloveitchik. Okay, so what shall I do? But I can't tell Ramosha Soloveitchik, tell him to go home when there's money. I can't. Ramosha Soloveitchik has to decide that. I can't do that. So I was a Rosh, and I arranged the whole chain of phone calls. I called him and I spoke to that in the end, this bocher will call Ramosha from my home, and Ramosha will tell him, go home for Berazmani to Switzerland. Very good. So I made these phone calls, and the plan worked beautifully. You can't imagine. It was like playing this also to do that, but I had to do something. So I made that, and it worked fine, you know. About this, and then this, and then this, and this, and he called Ramosha, and he told him, come to Switzerland, he was in Switzerland, come to Switzerland. But then, I didn't take into account that Ramosha will think twice. This I didn't think, you know. He already told him, go to Switzerland, but then he thought twice, and then he saw, that was too smooth, you know. There's something spooky over here. Someone arranged that thing, you know. And then he called the boy, told him, please, call Lois to the telephone. I come to the phone. And the Moshe asked me, did you speak to Pliny? So I told him, yes, for sure. Yeah, I don't lie. Yeah, for sure. I spoke to him. And then the Moshe did something which wasn't, he didn't do, came out never. His son told me that he never does that. He never did it to strangers. To his son, he did it extensively, I think. He screamed at me. He screamed at me. He really screamed at me. He told me, in Yiddish, he told me, you will not tell me what to do! You will not tell me what to do! And he screamed at me on the phone. Now you have to on phone. You are there at the God Lador, but you really hold of him. Yeah? You couldn't put him off. And he screams at you that you will not, that you made a mistake. What do you now do? What do you do now? So that's the point. What do you do now? You say, yeah, well, I'm a kishlicha, I'm a Yom Kippur, you'll be saying, you know, the way I'm talking again. No, it sounds like this, you know? No. No. No, I know you are not the shmate. You are not the shmate, or a cave shmate, you know, with these baited zusammen, you know? You are not the shmate, you know? No. And I had the phone in my hand, and he told me, you will not tell me what to do! So I told him, and the rog will not tell me also what to do. Yeah? Because this boy can't stay here. No. He can't stay here. That boy can't stay here. He has to go out. The rogue will not be able to tell me what to do. That's not shayach. Yeah? Okay? So then he said, okay, you'll take him and bring him to my son Yisrael, which he lived in Sorotsky. So I just bring him to Israel. I took the guy, I took his pekalach, I gave him a treat, you know, and he was going to Israel, Soloveitchik, Shalom, Shalom. That's it. And then the Moshe hated me, that's right. No! He held of me more. Because the Gedolim don't like shmatas. Believe me, they do not. They don't like all these shmatas around. By me, with Rav Shach, the same thing. I was sitting with Rav Zureini by Rav Shach, and Rav Shach told us, you have to do like this, because the reality will be like that and that. And then I said, may I ask a question to Rosh Yeshiva? Yes. Perhaps the reality will be like this and this, not like the Rosh Yeshiva said. And then he said, younger man, halavai to be like you, but he will be like me. Won't be like you. That's what he said. Yeah? And then I went out, and the next day I got a message from the house of Rav Shach that he asked, who is that Leuchter? Yeah, for sure, because for 20 years he heard only this. When he said Olive, then everyone said Olive. A bunch of schmattes. Yeah, a bunch of was du hast nicht kein Deja gar nicht. Bist du ausgekocht, was mit dir? And you really think that the Gedolim like that? That there is only a bunch of unusable people in front of them? You think that? I don't think so. You know? No! You have to strengthen yourself. You are worth something. That has nothing to do with chutzpah. That has nothing to do with all these things. It has to do with that you are worth something because you decide. It is you are involved somewhere. It's your life. Yeah? You had moved somewhere. Huh? And that we lost. So we have to put it back for us. We have to find the ways how we can see that we decide something throughout the day. And then we'll see next time how that takes us further. But I think that's a very interesting place to be now, to think a little bit, where can we make a decision really with ourselves. Atkan for today.